Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Sully gave you the tease. Harbaugh just, well, I think it's one of the most aggressive shots you'll ever see at the SEC. This is from Forbes, who apparently has got an early copy of, what the hell's the name of this book? Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football by John U. Bacon. The hell does that even mean? A review by Jeff Arnold for Forbes has gotten the attention of college football fans on social media, especially for its SEC mention. Harbaugh, who has made plenty of enemies south of the Mason-Dixon line since taking over in Michigan, has poked the cages of SEC coaches repeatedly, and in the book speaks to the disparity in spending by simply telling Bacon, quote, it's hard to beat the cheaters, close quote. This dude's amazing. Cool. I mean, Jesus. I mean, a disparity in spending. Wasn't there an article in the paper the other day where Michigan spends twice as much as Michigan State? What do you want me to do? Call you a bunch of cheaters? No. I've always said it. Michigan doesn't cheat. I don't believe that they cheat. I think they're bleep holes for a lot of other reasons, but I don't think they're dirty. Now, look, I don't have a problem with Harbaugh calling the SEC cheaters. I don't. But what purpose does it serve?
I mean, that's just what he does.
It's like saying
shots.
The sky is blue. We know they cheat in the SEC. We know it. And guess what? You set up a job fair at one of the dirtiest schools down there. Remember when all the Ole Miss kids transferred? Didn't he meet him at an IHOP? I mean, come on. Like, we know the SEC's dirty. I'm cool with you saying it, but what is the purpose? Hey, Tim, boobs are fun. Yeah, and? I'm just like, what? It doesn't. Why do you say it? It's like what he did with Urban Meyer.
We could go down the list of the coaches, yeah.
I'm just going recently. Urban's not at Ohio State anymore. You don't need to go this route. It's about you not beating OSU. And you go, well, controversy follows wherever you go. I mean, what are you doing? There's no reason.
I don't care if Michigan does cheat. Just go win. I don't care. I don't have some moral high ground where I really care that much. I know some people want to claim that, oh, well, you know, we can't cheat. We have to do it the clean way. You know, if everybody's cheating to win, just cheat. Just cheat and find a way to not get caught and win.
Sully's going to get his head taken off.
And Michigan fans would deep down agree with me. I really don't care if you cheat. If it means you're going to win, then do it.
Yeah, oh man, I wish David was here for this. A little excerpt from his favorite author, John U. Bacon.
Yeah, that's right. I know
Michigan,
he loves that.
At the crossroads of college football. What does that mean? Crossroads? Of what?
Yeah, I think it's about...
The edge of being relevant and irrelevant? Winning one natty in 60 years? 70 years? Not winning the Big Ten in 15 years? Like, what?
Here's
Crossroads
what it's about.
Of college football.
In overtime, Bacon examines NCAA's allowance for universities to provide players with a full cost of attendance, which provides schools to factor in expenses such as travel, food, laundry, along with other costs not covered by tuition. At Michigan, Bacon reports that the figure comes in at $2,400 for out-of-state players per term, both before and after the NCAA made allowances for the full attendance costs. That number only becomes more magnified when compared to SEC programs, which according to the book totals $5,300 per term at Alabama, $5,500 at Auburn, $5,700 at Tennessee, which represents a 34% bump from the previous rate. There's a preview for John Bacon's book.
Oh, we still on?
Well, the resources at SEC, right? Much more.
Okay, you're right. They're all criminals. Listen, if you think the spending in the SEC stops with the per diem, come on, what are we doing? Go ahead, Mike. I'll buy you a copy. You going to read it?
If it's about paying players, I'm always down to read that. All now, right. I believe that Michigan has plenty of resources, so I'm not going to have a... And I'm sure John did all of his research, and he's always well thought out. I get that. But
he's such a nice guy. I don't know why you don't like him.
No, I the times I've met him, John's been fantastic.
I thought you were rude to him on television.
Stop it.
Thought you were so disrespectful.
You like to stir it up. No, the times I've met John, I mean this sincerely, he's been very nice. But I would, on premise, I'll have to read it, I don't necessarily buy that Michigan has far, far less resources than other schools. It's one of the biggest schools in the country with tons and tons of money in deep pockets.
248-539-9797. I'm not bent out of shape about them calling the SEC cheaters, but it's just not bright. Not a great idea. But whatever. Go to Kyle, 97.1. What's up, Kyle?
Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm good, pal. Where do you want to go? We got a bunch of things in the hopper here.
Oh, you know where I'm going. So I want to be clear here that I'm not leaning towards the side of the parents having more to lose, because I do agree with you. It definitely sounds like a situation where Harbaugh and Michigan, they're not doing everything they can to help the kids with their transfers, and especially after you hear the comments he made to the media about players lying about depression just to get a transfer out and play somewhere else. So I do agree with you there. My question is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but both of these players weren't really poised to be high-impact players for Michigan, so what exactly is he gaining from trying to block these players being eligible? I mean, is he just trying to prove a point that he believes they're lying?
Yes, that's my belief. If you're asking me my opinion, which you are, that to me, and again, I just believe he's very petty on surface anyway. So whether it's everything's a personal affront to him. I mean, whether it's the Pete Carroll thing, the Jim Schwartz thing, little comments to coaches or comments to D'Antonio, comments to Urban. Kyle, it's just who he is. So, yeah, if you're asking me, all right, I'll give you 3-1 odds. He just wants to prove his point. Give me one-time transfer so these kids will stop lying on me.
I mean, because it's not like teams that we're going to be playing anyway. Cincinnati, Georgia State, I mean, these guys aren't going to affect the outcome of Michigan season anyway. So there's really no way to block them. I guess he's just trying to be petty and prove a point. And
it's a theory.
It's causing a lot more headache now.
Well, right. And Kyle, I can't prove it. And I'm not going to die on any hill to prove it. But I'm sure as hell not going to bend myself into a Bavarian pretzel to stick up for him either. Because it just kind of smells.
Yeah. All right, thanks, brother.
You got it, Kyle. I mean, ultimately it comes down, win games, people forget about it all. Lose games, it becomes a bigger issue. But the last time I checked, we're in the entertainment business. We're here to talk sports. I'm not here to ask you about your favorite White Claw flavor. Well, maybe for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to do topics on it.
See, I like the lime. A lot of people don't like it, though. It's my favorite.
Okay. Thank you for that. I hate you. I really do. Because now you know what the ticket techs are going to be. Let's go over to Mark out in Holly, 97.1. Marky Mark, what's going on, buddy?
I disagree. I'm a big raspberry guy.
Mark, I got to stop doing the one-liners because then people just run with it. Go ahead.
Mike, you got a great show. I'm a big fan. I've called many times, as I'm sure your computer tells you. I'm a Michigan graduate. Jim Harbaugh should absolutely be on the hot seat, but he should be on the hot seat because of 0-4.
Agreed.
If he's 4-0, none of this matters, to me at least. He's 0-4, it all matters. And what you just said about Harbaugh is I 100% agree with you, and that is everything is a personal affront to him. You want to criticize him for the Urban Meyer comment, which was stupid and should not have been said. I'm 100% on board with you with that as well. The Jim Schwartz thing, the Pete Carroll thing, all of that stuff, you and I are seeing eye to eye. On this, however, I'm a lawyer. I have dealt with the NCAA. I've had clients that have had to deal with the NCAA. Yeah.
No, Mark, that's a good siren, though. This is good. Continue.
And I will tell you, I have looked at that rule book. I have tried to, and if you've had people tell you how ridiculously complex it is, mm-hmm. it's awful. It's worse than the tax code. All right. But I will tell you this. There is only one kind of transfer where the school you're leaving and their opinion has any effect on whether the NCAA grants the transfer or not. And that is when a student claims he has been lied to or misrepresented, which was, of course, made a lot of news around here because it was what Shea Patterson claimed.
Mm-hmm.
Shea Patterson went out and hired the best NCAA lawyer in the country to represent him,
mm-hmm.
which had a big reason why he became eligible. But you brought up the Justin Fields. Let's be clear about what Justin Fields claimed. Justin Fields, a black quarterback, claimed that there was a white all-conference first-team baseball player from Georgia who, in an early season game last year, mm-hmm. got up behind the Georgia football bench
mm-hmm.
when Jake Fromm was struggling and yelled, "Put the black guy in." And, of course, you and I both know he didn't say black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when that story came to light, Georgia still attempted to block the transfer, okay? Ole Miss tried to block Shea Patterson's transfer. The allegation here is not even that Michigan is trying to block
Correct.
The transfer.
Correct.
As a lawyer, if Manuel or the assistant AD is sitting in my office or Harbaugh and I'm giving advice to a client, and I got to tell you, Mike, every time I've met with an athlete and his family, you are smart enough, and I know you're smart enough to know that those athletes and their families sit across the table from you and they say, "Well, this is what happened, but wink, wink, you know, this is kind of what we could say." And you say to them, "Look, no. I don't need you to say anything other than the truth, okay?"
Right, and that's why,
exaggerate.
That's why this smells fishy, because you have a very specific claim that Michigan, and again, the Cincinnati thing, the report was out there, this Sims thing, they're claiming that there are inappropriate things, inaccurate things in the filing. I've never heard of that, Mark. Maybe you have. I've never heard of that.
But, Mike, the NCAA, again, that is not going to affect the NCAA's review of Hudson's or Sims' transfer application, because it's being filed under a different section of the code. It's being filed under a different reason for the transfer. You read part of the code a few minutes ago before the break. I'm telling you, Mike, right now, okay, if I'm giving advice to Michigan or Georgia or the ADs or the coaches, I am absolutely telling you, if you are the athletic director at your alma mater, Michigan State, Mike, and you hire me and you say, "Mark, these people claim that they said X, Y, and Z," I am absolutely saying 1,000% you got to correct the record. Not to hurt the kid at all, but because you have to correct the record to protect yourself and your school, because that's the kind of stuff that comes up and blows up in your face.
Yep. That's why.
Don't correct the record.
And Mark, listen, that's why I'm bringing it up, because if they're going to go out and make these accusations, someone's got to show or go, period. And all I'm asking is, look, why has this happened twice in proximity? It smells funny. It makes me wonder. So good. Then it should be pretty easy to disprove it, right? That's the whole point. It's a hell of a good phone call, but I am way over time limit. Let the record show. I gave Mark more time than maybe any caller in 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.